What kind of soil is your heart? Remember last time we were noticing the parable of the four types of soil in Matthew 13? And perhaps I'll read that parable once again just to refresh our thinking. The Lord said, "Behold, the sower went forth to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Others fell upon the rocky places, where they had not much earth, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And others fell upon the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. And others fell upon the good ground, and yielded fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He that has ears, let him hear." Now you recall we were pointing out that the sower is Christ himself as he went around preaching and teaching, proclaiming the word. And since that time, it's been his followers to whom he gave this work of sowing the word of God. And the seed is described as the word of the kingdom, the message of the kingdom. The gospel message is a message of the kingdom. It's a message about the king who's come, about the one who has died for us on the cross, about the way of salvation, about how you can become right with God, and you can become a member of his kingdom. And becoming a believer is really bowing the knee to the king, to the Lord Jesus. It's acknowledging his authority. It's really saying, "Lord Jesus, I accept you as my king, as my sovereign. I believe you died for me." It's confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then we become a part of his kingdom. Now, as we look at the soils, the Lord Jesus is saying these are different kinds of hearts. The seed is the same in every case. The message is the same, and there's nothing wrong with the message. But sometimes it's not productive. Why? Why? The message goes out. Here's a group of people listening. And we'll say someone is proclaiming the good news about God's love and about Christ's death and his burial and resurrection and the way of salvation. And the message goes out. And here is a group of people listening. And yet they don't all respond the same way. Why? Well, it's because of the difference in the hearts, the difference in their responsiveness. Now, we did emphasize, you remember, that this isn't necessarily a permanent condition. A heart condition can change. A person's heart may be hard and indifferent and later become very responsive and very open to what God is saying. So there can be changes. And if your heart has been insensitive and hard, oh, that you would just turn to the Lord and ask him to make your heart sensitive and open to him and to his word. He talks about four kinds of soil. The first one, he says, is like the path, the roadside. It's hard. The seed can't really penetrate it. It just lands on top of this hard, packed soil. It can't really get in. And the birds, Jesus said, come along and eat it. And later on in his interpretation, he says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the evil one, Satan himself, and snatches away that which has been sown on the heart. And so if the heart is hardened by the things of the world, by the traffic of the world, if it's just hardened by sin, if it's packed and the word can't really get in, it can't dig in, it can't send root down, why then Satan is very quick to take that away and to cause people to forget. And you'll see people after they've heard the gospel, you know, shrug their shoulders to go out and say, "Let's have a drink," you know, and it's for some people, not for me. And they shrug it off. A hardened heart. And we have to say, really, that I suppose most of the people in the world, as they hear the gospel, are like that soil. Most people are not that responsive. They're hardened by the world. They're hardened by the television shows, the movies, the pornography, the pleasures of sin, and these are things that have just made them hard and indifferent. Is your heart like that? Maybe as you're listening to this message even, you're saying, well, I could care less. I'm enjoying the pleasures of sin. I'm enjoying life. I don't need that stuff. And your heart is hard. And Satan will come along as soon as you quit listening to this program and you'll think of something else. And the message will be forgotten. And your heart is just like a hard path, not receptive at all. You know what's needed for a section of soil like that is a good plowing, a good breaking up of that soil. Hosea 10:12 says of Israel, break up the fallow ground. You need to be plowed. And many times we think of plowing as the work of the Holy Spirit, where he's convicting of sin and where he's showing us the emptiness of this life and shows us really how futile our life is and how short it is. And we get concerned about sin. We become troubled. We need that plowing. We need that breaking up many times if we're hard and indifferent. I don't know what it'll take in your case. If you're like that, it may take a death of a loved one. It may take sickness. It may take a loss of a job. But you need to be brought face to face with the realities of things. And the reality that one day you're going to face God and you're not ready. And so the plowing is necessary for those that have hardened hearts. He talks about another kind of soil that he says is rocky. There's a layer of rock, and on top of it, just a thin layer of soil. And when the seed is sown, the soil gets warm quickly because of the sun. It reflects the heat back, and that thin layer of soil quickly warms. And in the spring, the seed germinates quickly. But, he says, there's no depth of soil, and it doesn't last. When the sun comes up, it's the seeds, those that have sprouted and that have sprung up, they're very soon withered. The heat burns them up. There's no depth of soil, and there's no depth of root. Now, the Lord says, the person who has a heart like that is the one who hears the word and right away with joy receives it, yet he doesn't have root in himself, but he endures for a while. When tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. It's a shallow, superficial profession of faith. It's someone who, you know, hears a message, and maybe too here at times the ones proclaiming the message are at fault. They're not willing to wait and wait for the Spirit of God to work. And if you insist on a quick profession and an easy profession, sometimes people will go along with that. They'll say, that's great. You know, I don't have to do anything and I just become a Christian. And yet, if there isn't repentance, if there isn't a turning away from sin, it's not going to be real. It's not going to be lasting. I heard of a gangster who made a profession of faith. And then later on, he was very disappointed when they said, well, you ought to leave your old friends and change your way of living. Well, he said, you didn't tell me that. He just thought you could accept Jesus, and then you could just go on and stay in the rackets or whatever he was in and live the same kind of life, a very shallow kind of profession. And he speaks of those as without having root, no deep root. And maybe that's been your experience. Maybe you can say, well, I made a profession of faith. It didn't last. I just, when people began to make fun of me or something like that, and I felt little persecution, I just dropped the whole thing. I wasn't that interested. No depth of soil. Shallow. A shallow profession. You've gone through the outward motions. But there's no deep work of God in your life. And there's no fruit today. And there's no evidence of life. That little profession that you had has long since dried up and blown away. The third kind of soil, he says, takes hold for a while. Here is seed that looks like it's going to do something. It looks like you may get a crop. But then it's no sooner started to grow then thorns and thistles, weeds grow up, and they choke it out. So that the Lord said, it doesn't accomplish anything. It just is choked out. And in giving his interpretation, he said, he that was sown among the thorns, this is he that hears the word, cares of the world, the anxiety of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. It doesn't grow. It doesn't produce. Simply doesn't produce. And again, here, we see this happen. We see people who listen for a while, who seem to show some interest, who may go along with things for a while, and yet then they get very busy. People may say, well, I'm just, you know, I've got so many responsibilities, and I have a wife and family, and I've got to work hard, and I don't have time for those things. I really don't have time for those things. And Satan can use, it's interesting, he can use two extremes. He can use too much money. He can use too little money to keep a person distracted. The person who may have a lot of money may say, well, I don't need it. I don't need it. I got riches, the deceitfulness of riches, a false trust. And then, on the other hand, there can be the person who has very little. And he's anxious. He's concerned. He's distracted. And he thinks, I've got to do this, and I have to work, and I have these responsibilities, and I don't have time. And so he's constantly just being surrounded by all these anxieties. And he simply doesn't give himself to the Word of God. And nothing more becomes of the word in his life. But then there's the good soil. And this, he says, are those with a good and honest heart. A good and honest heart, in Luke 8 it says, receive the word. These are those who are sincere. These are those who are real. These are those who, as they hear the gospel, are broken. They know they're sinners. The ground has been plowed up. They're ready to hear the word of God's salvation. They open their hearts to receive the Lord Jesus. They accept him genuinely, deeply. Their lives are changed. And the word begins to be productive in their lives. You see changes. You see that they're living for God. They're reading the word. They're praying. They want to accomplish something for the Lord. These are the ones that are real and are genuine. What kind of soil is your heart? I hope your heart is good soil. And I hope that your life will be a fruitful, productive life for the Lord Jesus. He's worthy of it.